A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Please be advised that Gen X, This Is Why, contains adult language.
Are you going to pair this with the joke about how mom and dad would have low expectations for me?
You just made it.
Hi, and welcome to Gen X, This Is Why, the podcast where we re-examine the sometimes bizarre and often scarring media of our shared childhood. My name is Amy. I'm a proud Gen Xer born in 1977.
And I'm her sister Jenny, born in 1974.
Guys, I have the vid.
Amy has COVID, finally.
Here's what happened. Around Christmas, I was really sick. Remember? I mean, you guys remember. We didn't put out 2 weeks of episodes.
I remember. We almost didn't. We almost didn't have Christmas.
My symptoms were severe, like real harsh sore throat. Like I was crying. And stuffy head. So then, like, Samantha had it the week before me. And then I had it. Now Penelope has it. So I tested all of us the first 2 days and it was negative. So I'm like, oh, we're good. But Penelope said, keep testing me.
Yeah, it takes longer.
So I tested Penelope yesterday, which was her fourth day.
Yep.
And bing, it lit right up.
It's usually like 3, 4, 5 day that it goes positive.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, we have to test everybody else. So we test everybody else. And here I freaking have it. And I'm telling you, I'm not lying. I felt fine yesterday. The minute I tested and it was positive, I got sick.
Oh my God. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jane, that's obviously what caused it.
Did you? So anyway, guys, if I'm nasally and I'm sipping coffee
again,
I don't know. Scream into your pillow because I don't know what to do for you.
But see, this is the Amy I grew up with, like the one who just had every illness all the time, was always sick. The fact that you didn't get COVID and all the rest of us did was like mind blowing. Oh, Dad didn't though, did he?
Dad has not had it.
He has not had it. Yeah.
I agree with you. I usually get everything.
Yeah.
But for 3 years, I avoided this bitch.
Yeah.
Here it is. Jenny, would you have locked me in a freezer when we were kids?
Yeah.
Did you read what I put in?
No, I didn't.
Facebook? Mm-mm. Somebody had put on one of the Gen X sites that episode of Punky Brewster where the kid gets locked in the refrigerator and dies.
And oh, locked in a refrigerator is different. You mean like in an empty refrigerator that like you can't get out of and you die of oxygen? Oh, I thought you meant like put you in a stand-up freezer or something.
No, wait. So now somebody responded, my sister and I lived in Florida and we didn't have air conditioning. So we used to take turns going into our chest freezer. Do you know what a chest freezer is?
Yeah.
And one that time she dangerous. Went in there and the sister locked her in and left. I'm like, that would have been Jenny.
Yeah, probably.
100%. 100%. All right, Jenny, so we have a lot to get to, and I need to get back to my COVID bed immediately, where I'm binging Cold Case Files.
Oh, God. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I need to see who murdered this teacher from Illinois.
Okay.
So we're going to get right to it. It's season 9, episode 20. May I have this dance? May I have a description, Jenny?
Laura receives an unexpected inheritance from an ailing friend, which promises huge changes for the Wilder family, just in time for the series to end.
Guys, we're close.
We're one close episode away from the end of the series.
Yeah, so I need to get that poll up.
What's the poll?
For the viewer's choice. We're doing three that they pick.
Right.
But here's our options. Let me ask you, we'll have this meeting on air real quick. Do you think I should go through and pull like 10 and put them in there, or do we just have an open poll, go for broke, and
how's an open poll work? They just fill in stuff?
They can fill in, yeah.
Do they get to see what other people filled in?
Yeah, and then they vote on it.
Okay, yeah. Let it rip.
Maybe we just let it rip.
Let it rip.
All right, guys, so let's jump into this. Jenny, Willie is graduating.
Willie, at the age of 27, is finally graduating.
Oh my God. This calls for this.
It really does.
I mean, this guy has been in school, and I say guy.
For 9 seasons.
For 18,000 years. So I wrote, he's old enough to have fathered half the students in there.
Well, look at it this way. He's been in school for 9 seasons, and how old do you think he was in season 1?
I have no idea. Maybe 10?
Right. Mm-hmm. So he's like 19, 20. Like, he should be graduating from college.
He should, yeah, he's old. So the class is preparing for the graduation ceremony, and Nancy wants to read an essay titled, this is such a Jenny move, Why Jesus Loves Me More Than Most.
First of all, I'm not religious. Second of all, that's just dumb. I would be way more covert about something like that.
That's true. You probably would be. Miss Plum's like, no, not happening.
Miss Plum is not a good actress. That's Michael Landon's daughter, right?
It is. Yeah. Somebody called me out on that because I was insinuating that Miss Plum wanted Michael Landon to pick her up and whirl her around.
I
remember
that. I saw that. That's so funny.
Look, shit gets weird sometimes on the set of Little House.
Shit gets weird. Shit gets weird.
You know? So after school, Willie and Rachel, I wrote some girl, but we learned she's Rachel. Mm-hmm. They run out into a tree. They just run out and get in the tree.
Some rando girl.
Mm-hmm. That we've never seen.
We've never seen her?
Mm-mm. Nope. I looked it up. She's only been in this episode and the one after.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, did you do an index card on her?
I have an index card on her. Okay. Who is Rachel Brown? Rachel Brown is actress Sherry Stoner. She's an American actress, animator, and writer. She is also the voice of Slappy the Squirrel on Animaniacs.
Yes, she is.
She's been a writer and producer for animated shows in the 90s, including Tiny Toons Adventures, which was amazing.
Amazing.
Animaniacs, which is amazing.
Do you remember Casper? The Tiny Toon song? Can you sing it?
No.
Isn't it like, we're tiny, we're teeny, no, we're tiny, we're teeny, we're teeny. We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony, and in this cartoony, we're invading your TV. With comics, adventures, we fight the Marvel Defenders. Looney. Yes. Get this. She served as a reference model for Ariel in Little Mermaid.
I did read that.
And Belle in Beauty and the Beast. And like, if you think about it, you could see it. And they said that like she likes to, you know how Ariel bites her lower lip a lot? They took mm-hmm. that from Sherry Stoner. Imagine if that's your claim to fame.
So oh fun. My goodness. They used me as the model for Ursula, and they used you for Flotsam and Jetsam, the little crazy evil eels.
Anyway, her live action work includes a reoccurring role as Rachel Brown Olsen on Little House on the Prairie. That's why I was like, but we haven't seen, but you're saying the two last episodes.
Yeah.
That's it. But I thought you said this was Willie's last appearance, and that's why we were doing it.
No, this is like Willie getting married, though.
Okay.
Okay.
She also appeared in Murder, She Wrote. Murder, She Wrote. Isn't that like a weird song or something?
Murder, She Wrote was everybody's grandmother's favorite show.
Yeah. Knott's Landing, everybody's grandmother's other favorite show. And was in the 1986 cult film Reform School Girls. That's all I got.
I never saw Reform School Girls.
Neither have I.
I'm sure it's a film that has like that Porky's humor. Like yep. I'm sure... guys are spying through holes in walls in bathrooms, you know.
1986, you bet.
Yep, that kind of thing. All right, Jen, so that's who she is. So he's asking her, like, was my speech terrible? And she's like, no, you were fine, but I'll be glad to listen if you want more practice. Wink, wink, wink. Like, she is trying to seduce him over to her little farm. So he has to go to work in the restaurant, and they make plans to meet up. And I just wrote, clearly this has been happening for a while, but we have seen none of it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. None of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Laura's hanging out with an oldie across town. Hell?
This felt so random.
This is right? what they do. They just plop people in.
Like, why do we even care about this?
I have no idea.
Jenny, by the way, who's this written and directed by?
It is written by Chris Abbott and directed by Victor French.
Okay, we got some slack about the Victor French thing because we were like, what? He directed Bully Boys.
Get out.
Yes.
Oh, I take back everything I said.
And I think I remember us talking about that, like how wild he was. And
I take back everything I said about Victor French as a director.
Well, hang on to that. Put that in your pocket because there's some problematic scenes coming up that I want to talk about. So Laura's hanging out with an oldie across town and they're in this old house. And this oldie's like, I am this house. I was shiny and young when my husband built it for me, but now I'm old and I'm falling apart. And I say oldie with affection, guys. Okay. I love old women.
So she, how old do you think she is?
75.
She's 70. I'm like, I thought she was 105.
Okay, I was going to say, if you tell me she's 40, I'm going to punch.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, I'm writing down like, oh, who's this old woman? And then I'm like, wait a minute, she might be 50.
So she says, William and I wanted to pass this house down to our son, but he's dead. So even though I just met you, I want to give you an, hey, everybody, this house.
Our fondest dreams were to pass our house to our son. Oh, my God. What a sad time to be alive.
So Laura is having one of those moments, like when you log into your student loan account and the balance says zero.
Oh.
After 30 years or whatever. Like, she's like, oh, my God. Somebody's giving me this beautiful house. And she's trying not to, like, you could just see it on her face. She's, because don't forget, she's living in that one-room shack that he built.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the Olsons, Willie gets home from the restaurant and the rest of the family's eating dinner. And Willie's like, I can't eat. I have to go out. It's a surprise. And Harriet's like, is it a surprise for me? And he goes, it will surprise you.
Oh, yeah. It will surprise her. Yeah.
Yep. Harriet tells Willie that she and Miss Plum have arranged for him to take the university entrance exam in Sleepy Eye.
Great.
And he's like, gotta run. Gotta be somewhere.
But, like, in all fairness, Willie wasn't exactly an academic. He wasn't, like, all into... He's not Mary.
No. No. He is no Mary. He's actually fun to be around.
Like, they're lucky they got him through high school in 19 years.
He spent most of 7th grade in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Willie runs over to Rachel's house. Jen, did you notice she has Crystal Gale hair?
Yeah, that's why I think like she was the inspiration for Ariel.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah. True. Yeah. So they run into the barn. They start making out. Victor French. Woo,
first of all, allowing
this on camera.
What house is this? What town is this in? It seems like it's kind of in the city.
I don't know. We don't know. These are people who supposedly have been here forever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Crystal Gale hair? Do you remember that? Wasn't her hair was like to her ankles.
It was
remember
to
that?
Her ankles.
That was crazy.
Who does that?
Who can grow their hair? I don't think my hair would grow that long.
My hair would grow that long, but my hair, as we all know, is thinning. So like it would grow that long, but it would look like two wisps. Two little hairs would make it down to the ankles.
I don't know how a woman of that age had hair that long. Like, when you're young, I think you could probably grow it that long because it's strong enough.
Can I predict what's going to happen here?
What?
Some of the memes are going to be like, you idiot.
You idiot.
It was a wig.
Yeah, probably. It probably was a wig. Yeah, it probably was. You idiots.
Okay. So he runs over there. They're making out. I'm stunned by this, but whatever. Rachel says, are you okay with working in a restaurant? Willie says, I like it and I'm good at it. And, you know, like, I'm fine with it as long as you're okay with me doing it as your husband. And she's like, when are you going to talk to my pa? And he says, soon, but I got to talk to my mother. And you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Now, I think if this kid wants to run this restaurant, let him.
Oh my God, they've needed somebody to run this restaurant forever.
Right, Carolyn just peaced out in the middle of dinner service.
Carolyn peaced out, like, where's Hester Sue? Is she still there?
Yeah, Jen, but, you know, they're never going to let a black woman run that restaurant. Harriet's not going to. No fucking way.
I mean, Hester Sue does run the restaurant, let's be clear.
Absolutely. Isn't that the way of things, though? Hester Sue will do all the work. Yep. So Manly runs in. And says, so Laura's at home and Manly runs in and he's like, hey, everybody, your friend is dying. And he tells Laura, like, that oldie that you're friends with on death's door. And guess what? Doc's over there, so you better get over there quick.
So I see that COVID's not taking away the manly.
No, no, I could still do the manly.
Ah, fuck.
Hey, all everybody, right. COVID's not hurting me.
I just have, who the fuck is Mrs. Flannery? Like, who is this person to Laura?
I have no idea. No clue. So Laura gets there and Oldie's just about to die, but holds on for Laura.
Do you remember Graham did this?
She held on for Uncle Bobby.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was weird. Because as, oh, okay, this is Patreon, no. So I can say it. As you do, my uncle felt like, oh no, this is public. I'm just going to say it. As you do, my uncle felt like he needed to go get a haircut as his mother was dying. Oh, let me leave her deathbed and run and get my haircut real quick. I'll be right back. We're all what?
Obviously, that was avoidance behavior. Obviously.
We're all like, what? So then she hangs, like, we had to prolong this shit. She hangs on for him to get back. Of course she does.
Of course.
All right. So she asks Laura if she will take the house. And Laura says, yes, we discussed it and we'll take it. And Miss Flannery's like, I just want to know that Rose and Jenny's laughter will fill the house as they grow. That was what this house was built for. Jenny, do you think my house was built for laughter?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Barking, obviously.
Barking, yes. Barking and teenage fighting. So she dies and it's cut to her funeral.
Cut to her funeral.
Cut to her funeral. After the funeral, Rachel and Willie talk about how much they'll miss Miss Flannery.
Who no one ever saw before this episode.
Nope. Willie's like, she was so good to us. Like, here's an example. You know our favorite old dude, that oldie that is always walking around town and stuff.
The cranky one.
Ornery. Yeah. Why couldn't it have been him?
Yeah, why not?
We knew him. Yeah. He had the house.
Sure. Done.
Why couldn't he have given the house to Manly?
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So Rachel wants to know, Willie, are you coming over for dinner? And he's like, I can't. I have to go to Sleepy Eye to take the college entrance exam. But trust me, I'm not going to do this.
I'll be back quick. Yeah.
I'll be back. He's like, I'm taking it for mother. And he says 10 times, you have to trust me. You have to trust me. If somebody tells you 10 times to trust them, don't. Gen X pro tip.
Don't trust them anyway. Especially if they're telling you to trust them.
Yeah, that's true. Next day, Rachel's hanging out in the store to see Willie. And he arrives home. Harriet asks how he did, and Nell says, Harriet, we won't know for weeks. Relax. And this is the time when they bring up Rachel. Like, Rachel's yep. there, and Nancy's like, she's lurking around, hoping to see Willie. And Harriet's like, ugh, gross. So later that night, Nell's finds Willie. He's up, and he's thinking.
Uh-oh. Never a good sign.
I think he's moping.
Yeah, probably.
Willie says, Dad, I just want you guys to be proud of me. And Nels is like, no matter what grade you get, Willie, we love you. Nels is a good father in this episode.
He really is. And I the thing that kills me is, did they really think like Willie would just get an A on this? Like, that's never happened.
Are you going to pair this with the joke about how mom and dad would have low expectations for me?
You just made it. So there you go.
So now we see Laura. She's at her big house.
It has gold statues through it. What is this place?
I'd be selling that shit on eBay. She needs to get on eBay right away. eBay. Now, Edwards comes over, and here's my thing about this. He's very touchy-feely.
Yes. Yeah,
he's
what was the deal?
He's touching her waist. He's holding her.
Yeah, what is the deal? Is it because he's directing it?
Because he's directing it. Like, oh, I have to give you a self-breast check, Laura.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see you, Victor French. I see you. I know what you're doing. Did you notice Laura was sick?
No.
Her voice was scratchy. She sounded like me.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, like her voice was scratchy. Laura asks Edwards what he thinks about making this a boarding house. He's like, yeah, sounds good. Whatever. At least I can come over and peep on you.
Well, she's like, I want to make this a boarding house to pay for the upkeep. I'm like, what does it? How much do you have to pay for an upkeep of a house that has no electricity, like no water running? You know, like what is the upkeep? You have to sweep it? You have to like repair some boards? Like,
yeah, I don't know. At the Olsons, the letter arrives and Harriet rips it open. Jen, Willie failed.
Willie failed. I don't know why anyone is surprised.
Yeah, I don't either. Harriet's like, how could you do this? You've been in school for 17,000 years. Harriet's like...
Did you catch Nancy playing that block puzzle? Remember those?
No.
I remember those. They were like in a little wood suitcase and they're like a puzzle on each side of the box. I feel like she's too old to be playing that.
Oh.
Or is that like, is she gaming? Like, is that her gaming?
They had no games. Could you imagine?
No.
No.
I mean, they had games. They had checkers. You know how Rev was like a psycho checker? He'd be an Angry Birds player.
Rev?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. So Harriet's like embarrassed. She's like, we can't tell anyone about this. You know, the whole, I'll be the talk of the town, blah, blah, blah. Willie says he wants to stay here and run the restaurant. And she says she'll talk to Plum about retaking the exam. And Willie says, I am not taking it again. I failed on purpose. I'm going to stay in Walnut Grove. I'm going to run the restaurant. And I'm going to marry Rachel Brown. And that is fucking it.
Yeah.
And Harriet sits down and she cries. And Nancy comforts her.
Yep.
Willie's in the stockroom and Nels heads in there to chat with him. And Willie says, I'm sorry, I should have told you. And he asks Nels if he approves of what he's doing. And Nels says, if it's right for you, Willie, then do it. You've got to live your own life, not your mother's, not mine. And congrats, you picked a great woman. Now, Jenny, what are your thoughts on this? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I get a lot of pushback from people when they find out that I am really, really instilling in my girls that they have to go to college.
I mean, this is a different time.
No, but
back,
like
if you're talking about 1880, you didn't have to go to college. Especially,
no, but I get hate. I'm telling you, I get some. And I try to explain to people, like, my husband is in the trades. I'm a supporter of the trades. Yeah. I get it. I think they're great. But me personally, I'm obsessed with higher education. I want my kids to go to college.
Well, and I mean, if the girls expressed an interest in some trade, fine, but they're not, so they should go to college.
Yeah, like, they're not.
Yeah.
Guys, my kids right now, their career goals are to lay in bed and watch Criminal Minds. I mean, I have to do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to do something. But yeah, I guess you're right. I guess if one of them came to me and was like, my passion is to run our family restaurant, I'd be like,
I mean, don't forget, like, Willie already has a business. Like, if you guys had a family business and they were interested in going into it, like, sure. I mean, in this day, in 2023, it's still worth getting some kind of college degree, no matter what.
College is just so expensive, though.
So expensive. It's crazy.
Like, I'm looking at in-state tuition for Pennsylvania colleges. Like, the cheapest that I could get is, like, $16,000 a year.
Wow. That's just the tuition.
No, that's tuition, room and board.
Oh, okay.
But that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yep. Yeah, you're looking at over 60 grand for a degree.
It's crazy. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea is that, you know, how it used to be back in the days when you could go to college and get a job that could pay it off pretty quickly or go to college virtually free.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me started on where that money's going. The next day, Willie is visiting Mr. Brown and asking for his permission to marry Rachel. Mr. Brown, he gives it to him. He's like, Willie, you're a good dude.
He's a wheel maker. Remember the whole wheel making thing?
Oh, yeah, he's making a wheel. Not that we have any context or background on this character.
No, but, like, it's hard to make wheels. We talked about this before.
Oh, yes.
Super hard. Yes, it is.
At Olson's, Nell says, Willie's doing a great job running the restaurant, Harriet, and we should let him. And listen, he could have the room above the restaurant, which was Nellie and Percival's.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Rachel could live there until they get on their feet. And Harriet's like, if you want to let Willie ruin his life, I'm not going to help him. Now, here's my question to you. They didn't force Nellie to go to school.
She's a girl.
Right.
Yeah, that's the difference in that time, for sure. Even now, to some extent, I'm sure.
Yep. So just then, Willie runs in and says, he said yes, he said yes, her pa said yes, and Harriet storms out.
Yep.
Do you know how many times over 9 seasons I've written the words Harriet storms out?
Or Harriet passes out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
So now Mr. Edwards is visiting Laura, and he has a gift, Jen, and no peeking. He can't stand for peeking.
He's so weird, man. That was so awkward.
He likes peeping, probably.
That was so awkward. That was the most awkward scene.
He always says this.
I know.
Guys, I'm not accusing Victor French of anything. I'm just saying he's putting some stuff in this script where he's really touchy-feely.
Yeah.
And
yeah, super weird.
Maybe he's trying to say, like, that's how Laura and Mr. Edwards were close.
It's weird.
It's a sign that says, Wilder's room and board. Rachel and Willie come by. They want to rent a room. They're ready to be the first boarders. Shouldn't they wait till they get married?
They said after they get married.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. So they leave and Edwards tickles Laura.
Yeah, this was so weird.
I just wrote, this is the third time he's touched her. And
yeah, it's very weird.
I don't like it. Is he alive? He's dead.
He's got to be dead. I don't know.
Yeah, he's dead. Pause.
Yes, he died in 1989. Wow.
These older Hollywood guys are probably like, phew, their ghosts are probably like, whew, escape the Me Too movement.
Yeah, seriously.
Because as much as we love Michael Landon and Mr. Edwards, guys.
They would be Me Too. No question. Yeah, no question.
100%. So, at Town Gossip Foster's, Harriet is shit-talking Rachel Brown.
Which Miss Foster was all there for until the awkward moment when Rachel Brown appears in the background.
Every time I say the name Rachel Brown, do you know what it reminds me of?
Hmm.
Come to bed, Laura Brown. Do you remember that line?
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God, Jenny! From what? The Hours.
Oh,
when Juliette
yeah.
Moore is in the bathroom brushing her hair, wanting to have a breakdown because she doesn't want to sleep with her husband anymore, and he's like, come to bed, Laura Brown. It's really creepy. So anyway, Rachel Brown's standing there. She walks up. She hears the whole fucking thing. She throws those wedding invitations.
Yep.
I'm done.
Which had to be super expensive and took forever to put together.
Yeah. Harriet says, like, one of the things she was saying is that he's ruining her life, Willie's life. He could go to university. She's holding him back. Now, I was happy to have some resolution. One of my pet peeves is when a character has information like that and doesn't share it.
Yeah.
You know how I am about open direct communication.
Yep.
So Rachel runs off, runs right to Willie, calls off the wedding, and she tells him everything. Thankfully. Like,
thank
there was
you.
No, like, forget it. I just don't want to do it or
yeah.
whatever. She's like, it's your mama.
Yeah. She just is like, problem. No, it's your mom's fault. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now Willie takes Rachel and storms over to the mercantile. And this is, like, perhaps one of the greatest Little House scenes ever.
Oh, Willie is pissed.
Oh, my God. He screams at Harriet and tells her she's wrong. He's not staying quiet. He says, you're not Rachel's not ruining my life. You are.
The best is, like, Nels and Nancy are, like, they're just, like, standing there, like looking back and forth. And love, like, Nels is loving this.
Jenny, it's not a visual medium, so you can't do the head bob and think our audience is going to understand.
All right, fine.
Okay. Guys, here's a funny thing. When I was editing last week's episode, which was the ape episode.
Oh, God.
I wanted to try to capture the essence of Jenny, like, especially when she's distracted. So, like, in the earlier part of the episode, I had said something to her, and there's this gigantic pause. And then she goes, yeah. Right? And so I downloaded crickets and I put it in there. But then I thought people wouldn't understand it. So I took it out. But I'm hanging on to that cricket sound effect because it will come in handy. Especially if I say something nice like, Jenny, I love you. Yeah. See? Okay. All right.
What do you want from me?
So Willie's like, we're getting married, motherfucker. And Harriet says, I won't be there. I will not be there.
And he's like, good.
He says, good. And Nels is smiling ear to ear.
Oh my God, I love
he's so proud of
love
him.
It.
Then he says, like, this is some kind of troll. By the way, Edwards is going to be my best man.
Well, you know how much Harriet hates Edwards.
Now it's wedding day and Harriet's in bed crying and she thinks that Nancy is going to be like her buddy
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Her ally. But she's not because Nancy comes in and what is she wearing?
This hideous blue sailor dress or something.
She calls it her bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah.
Like how many weddings have you been in that you have a bridesmaid's dress?
I took note that I don't think we've seen any fancy weddings at Walnut Grove.
Well, we all know super couple Laura and Almanzo got married in like the Dust Bowl. Like that wasn't even a thing by some dime store preacher.
Like there's been no like formal weddings, I feel like.
No. And Laura and Almanzo are supposed to be the love story of that generation.
Well, I have to say also, like, Nancy being the maid of honor, like, well played, Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Nels tries to force her to go. Nancy comes in. She's going, too. And Harriet's just like, I hate all of you. Get away from me.
Yep.
Rachel and her dad have a moment where he tells her how beautiful she is. And, you know, it's whatever. We don't know these people, so we're not invested.
She's very, very happy. He's very, very happy. And I just wrote, I'm not very, very happy.
No. Jenny, at what point did you doze off?
I dozed off after the I can't stand the pecan.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you. No pecan. Can't stand pecan.
Yeah, I dozed off sometime after that.
Okay. So now we see them. They're getting married in the church. And
which Willie literally graduated in yesterday.
Yes. Yes, he did. Willie spent 2 decades in that church. It would only make sense that he would get married there.
Yep.
So we hear sobbing, and it's Harriet. And she's dressed all in black with a black veil over her face.
Oh my God, dramatic.
And I just wrote, someone is going to town on their Casio keyboard. Like, it is really intense. It is like Pachelbel's canon. It's like, like it's something.
Where is Nelly? That's my question.
Oh, where is Nelly?
Did she come back for Willie's wedding?
No, and don't even get me started on where's Paul.
Well, we know why all the actors are gone, though. Didn't you post something in the Facebook group?
I didn't
post it. Or somebody did?
Yeah, somebody else did about him not paying anybody. Yeah, I'm not surprised. So at the wedding party later, Nels heads over to the house where Harriet is wringing her hands. Do you remember Graham used to wring her hands?
It's like a stress thing?
Yeah. She used to wring her hands all the time. Nels pulls Harriet up and he says, look. Now, Harriet, if you'll notice, has her sexy hair going. It's down.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
Or crisis hair. It's probably crisis hair.
Mm, yeah, maybe.
She's in a crisis.
I think men are attracted to the crisis hair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So he says, hey, remember when I quit college to get married? My mother said it would ruin my life, but she was wrong. Marrying you was the smartest thing I did, and I wouldn't change anything. And then they hug, and Nels asks her to dance, and they dance in the living room, and this is the dumbest ending I think I've ever seen.
First of all, Nels' mom was right.
Yeah. Second of all, that's the episode title? That's where it comes from?
Yeah, that's dumb.
It doesn't come, like, better episode titles could have been Willie finally graduates. Our long national nightmare is over.
I don't know. There you go. Yeah.
Something like that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jenny, whose fault is this?
This is Mrs. Olson's fault, I guess. I don't know. Who can I blame? I want to blame Michael Landon, but I don't know how. This is Victor French's fault.
I don't know whose fault it is. I mean, it's just, I liked the character arc of Willie because we know him, we're invested in him. I enjoyed that. But, you know, these two characters, like, we're not invested in them. We don't know them, her and her father.
I feel like this is our fault.
Oh.
For insisting on doing season 9.
Or is it our fault for skipping, possibly? Although we didn't.
No, she wasn't in it. She wasn't in it. Yeah.
Did they make any references?
No. I don't think so. If she wasn't in it, what are they going to do? Talk about Willie's new girlfriend that's off camera? That would be fucking weird, although I wouldn't put it past them.
True. I'm trying to think of who Willie could have married that is like part of the cast. Cassandra? She a little too young?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now.
She's like eight. She's
I don't know. We could have had him marry Laura and not deal with fucking Almanzo.
Oh, that would have been awesome. or here's something. They could have just made them background characters that come in every once in a while.
Yeah. Like just have a handful of regs that
it's
come
called,
in.
Guys, it's called a storyboard. So you storyboard the season. Yeah. And if you know in episode 20, Willie's going to marry this girl, you go back to episode 1 of the season.
And be like, oh, here's a rando we could bring back.
Right. And you're like, how do I insert this character at inflection points throughout the script?
But it seems like in later seasons, like they're having a hard time keeping people.
So, God, like, I don't know what's happening.
It's all the new introductions of characters.
I mean, even an MFA student understands that we need to storyboard things.
You need continuity.
Yeah.
There's no continuity.
No, not at all.
I also don't think they like write the arc of the season. I think they just make it up as they go along.
They just do one episode at a time.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. No continuity. All right. At the end of every episode, we look back on theme or a lesson, something we took from the rewatch. We call it our why. It's designed to finish the sentence. Gen X, this is why. What is your why for this episode, Jenny?
This is why we were just like, this is why we all thought that we all have the same exact milestones and they should go in this order. And this is what your life should do. And this is what should happen. And if you're deviating from any of those milestones or you feel like you're arriving at those milestones late, there's something wrong with you. And I think it's very not helpful.
Wow. Okay.
But we were hammered over the head of this all the time. You graduate from school. You either go to college or you don't. You get married. You buy a house. You have kids. Like, your kids grow up. They receive communion. They receive confirmation. They graduate from high school. They go to prom. It's just like this.
I can't tell you how weird it feels to have conversations with my daughters who are 16 about what they want to do with the rest of their lives. Like, what do you want to go to college for? What do you want to do for the rest of your life? Like, they don't know.
First of all, I don't know what I
want to do with the rest of my life.
That whole, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? Can we stop saying that? It hasn't been a thing since like our parents' generation. And even was like, that didn't turn out that way for them.
Right.
But like the days of you getting a job and having it for 50 years and retiring from that company is over with.
So here was my advice to them. This is what I said to them. I said, you get a general college degree. You get something very open that
something that you're interested in.
Right. But like, don't get something super specific. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it depends if they really like something super specific, like
Samantha loves biology. I'm like, okay, just get a general biology degree.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
You don't have to specialize.
Well, first of all, you don't specialize in that, I don't think, till med school.
Right. Well, she's not.
Or till postgrad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the undergraduate biology would be general.
My whole point is when you turn 35 or 40, which, you know, you will inevitably have a crisis where you want to change your career.
And or the economy will force you to.
Yeah.
Like what happened to us. Yeah,
there will be something. And if you have a college degree, you don't have to start all over. Do you know what I mean? Like you could go to grad school for whatever you wanted to go for. That's what I was able to do.
I mean, I think we have slightly different views on this. Because I didn't stay in the field of my college degree.
No.
I think it's helpful.
But if you wanted to go to grad school today for computer programming, say, for example, right? You wouldn't have to go get a bachelor's first.
Yes, I would. Because I have a bachelor of arts. You would need some kind of bachelor. I would have to take a lot of, like, ground courses.
Right, but you wouldn't have to do those first years of gen eds.
Sure.
You wouldn't have to do all that.
Yeah, you have some kind of head start. Yeah. But, like, it would still be a lot. That would be a big lift. Yeah. But I just think it's generally good to be educated. Like, I found out more about what I wanted to do through college.
Yeah.
Like, I started off as illustration major in college and, like, came out the other side, like, a photography, like, major and media studies.
And now you're in tech.
And now I'm in tech. You know what I mean? So, like, I think you find out a lot about what you're interested in through college, which I think is great. And I think it's just good to be educated. But, like, your life's going to take you on a journey and you may find something completely different that you want to do.
We put so much pressure on, like, get a degree in physical therapy and be a physical therapist.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I definitely agree with that.
And don't get me wrong. I've worked with a ton of freshmen, at least 1,000 freshmen I have taught.
Yep.
And there are a few who are like, I want to be a dentist. And
yes.
I knew that from the
and
time
And they love
I was
it
little.
And they want to do it. Yep. And great.
Yep.
Yeah. But not everybody's like
90% of them
that.
Are like, I have no clue.
Yeah.
So I'm just picking this thing.
Well, and I think that people also shouldn't be intimidated by, especially in lower levels in your career, by switching careers. Like, there's so many skills that are transferable.
Yep.
And you shouldn't be intimidated by the things that are not, because you can learn those things. But, like, think about, like, what skills you have that can move from one industry to another. Like, that is way more valuable than, like, the things that are very specific about that industry. Like, unless you're writing code, and even then, like, you can change what kind of code you're writing, or you could go into something that's not a writing code field in tech, like, using tech as an example. Like, you know, if you worked in a restaurant, like, that's customer relations. That can transfer to something
else.
If you're
a teacher, that's project management.
That's project management.
Crowd control.
A lot of teachers go into corporations and get into, like, training and HR and, like, those sort of jobs. Like, there's tons of transferable skills, and they're usually the skills that are really hard that you can't teach.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just something that people are good at, and, like, all the other stuff you can learn. Like, don't be intimidated by that. Because I think a lot of people think, oh, I have a degree in this, so I can, you know, this is the field I'm in. And it's like, especially now, I think it's easier than ever to move around in different industries.
And my advice with people going into the trades, just being married to somebody who's in the trades, think about yourself when you're older. You know what I mean? Like, if you go into the trades like my husband, like, his body is beat up. Like, it's done. Like, think about, I'm going to be 50 someday.
I mean, same thing with athletes, right?
Maybe an electrician is an easier fit.
Yeah,
than,
true.
Than
like, same thing with athletes. Like, if you're going to make your career as an athlete, like, think about, like, how does that transition, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do I become a teacher? Like, a lot of dancers become dance teachers and, like, they run their own company, or, like, you know, like, what other things do I have that I can foster those skills as I go along? Like, maybe, like, Timmy liked cooking. He owned a restaurant in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, that might be something you want to transition back into. Like, you never have to just be one thing. I think that's crazy that we even, I mean, you know, the 50s made us think that way. The 50s ruined us in a lot of ways.
I agree. And even though I am college obsessed, but again, that's only my thing because I love college.
Right.
I don't think college is for everybody. I really
and
don't.
And I mean, I thought a million times about going back for a master's degree, like 10 times.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I like working and making money and, like, learning things that way and, like, traveling through my career in that way. Like, I didn't feel like I would gain anything extra. I do just love education. Like, I just like to be a student.
Mm-hmm.
I like to learn things, but, like, I'm like, that's a big investment to just learn stuff. Cause, like, if I really was going to go for a master's degree of something I'm super interested in, it would be something like philosophy or
something.
Oh, some
God, bullshit. It'd be something like pewter statues.
No, what the fuck? That would be like metalsmithing.
Wizardry.
Yeah. I'm going to go get my master's of wizardry.
Jenny's going to go to Hogwarts.
The fuck? No, like, it would be something that I'm like, to do the stuff that I truly just want to learn would not be super valuable unless
but
I want to be
college is so fucking unaffordable. Like, one thing that I have seen that they started doing and I'm like, thank God, is paid internships.
Yes, finally.
Thank
Jesus.
you. I tell the story all the time about how I got that internship in New York City when I was a graduate, you know,
no pay.
Graduate college, at a soap opera magazine. I would have loved it so
oh
much.
Oh my God, you would have loved that.
Couldn't do it. I couldn't live in New York City for nothing.
I mean, same thing for me. Like, I had lots of opportunities for all these internships that didn't pay. And I'm like, who's going to pay for my life? Mm-hmm. If like, because, like, you know, if you're going to take a full-time internship and you're going to be working your ass off, that's 40 hours a week. So, like, I can't pay for my life on, like, you know, 3 hours of work a day. And, like, what am I just going to do, work 24 hours a day? Like, and but still not be able to afford my life?
Just to put a bow on this, I also think if you have a kid who's passionate about something like running a restaurant, let them.
Let them. Let yeah. them. Mm-hmm. First of all, the skills you develop in running a restaurant are huge.
Did you watch
That's
the
a
Bear?
Huge skill.
Did you watch The Bear?
I loved The Bear.
Oh, God, I loved it so much.
That was
it.
Good.
Jenny, my why is this is why we thought getting into college was hard. It's not. Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was ever super hard. I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go.
I don't know. Willie's taking entrance exams and shit. No. Mm-mm. You don't even, some of them aren't even requiring SATs.
Oh, really?
Because SATs are inaccessible for a lot of communities.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay for them.
Well, they're not. Like, are they accurate? Like, what are they really doing?
Right, and that's another thing. Yeah. Some people are not good test takers.
Yeah.
Especially standardized testing.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not a true measurement of your skill. All right, we ranted pretty good about that.
God, okay.
That was good. All right. Jenny, what's coming up next? It's the end. It's
the last episode of the regular seasons of Little House.
We are going to do some of the movies, maybe not all, but I definitely want to do the movie where they blow up the town. We have to.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Have to.
God.
Have to do that one. So we'll be doing that. We'll be doing that movie, and then we'll be doing the three viewers' choices.
Can I give the description of the next episode, please?
Yes, go ahead.
So we're doing the last episode of regular season Little House, season 9, episode 21. Hello and goodbye. Mr. Montague, a renowned author. Oh, God. Here we go. Okay. Who is undergoing research for his next book, moves in with Lauren O'Monsle at their newly implemented boarding house.
Okay, Mr. Montague, and for some fucked up reason, I remember him.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe he's in the final movie.
Maybe.
That's probably where I remember him from, because that final movie is seared in my memory. All right, so again, thank you for your support, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.